European pork production is contracting already, and that's evident through the spike in prices for European pork, which are at or near record levels, averaging right around $1.13 per pound in U.S. dollars. That would be up 19% over last year, and if we look at that on a euro basis, it's actually up 24% from last year, reflecting tight supplies across Europe. But that said, Europe's pork exports have remained strong. Their exports were still up 7% through July, so the weak euro has really helped them this year. It's helped offset those higher prices. So when we start hearing press about a pork shortage, there are large ramifications for what happens in Europe, because they are the second largest producer in the world following China. And they're also the largest pork exporter right there with the U.S., depending on what products you include. If Europe ends up producing, say, around 3% less pork than last year, they can still remain a very strong exporter and still have relatively steady per capita consumption within the EU. But it will open up around 600,000 tons of pork that would not be exported from Europe. And this is important because Europe is our main competitor in major U.S. pork markets. Russia, China, Japan, Korea, all of these markets we have in common with Europe.